It's Wednesday, August 7th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, on July 2nd, Benish Imran, a 14-year-old Christian Pakistani girl, was kidnapped, forcibly married, and converted to Islam, reports International Christian Concern. Her father presented Benish's original birth certificates to the police, showing that she is indeed 14 and too young to be married by Pakistani law. However, out of fear, the scared teen said she is 18 years old and married by her own free will. Sadly, this is not an isolated case. On Monday, President Trump spoke to the nation from the White House about the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
President Trump proposed a couple of solutions.
We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas today as it mourns, despite Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke's claim that the president is not welcome. A former drag queen who became a Christian is leading the opposition to library-sponsored drag queen story hours for children and is testifying to the life-changing power of his new faith, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Kevin Witt shared his testimony during a protest outside the Grolier Park Branch Library in Dallas as it hosted a story hour for children by two drag queens.
I used to go and perform in drag shows with these same people. I used to perform in every drag venue in Dallas. 5.5 years ago, I found Jesus and I got set free. Yes, God got my attention. I was not looking for God. I was not looking for a change. I thought I loved being in that lifestyle, but God just captured my heart. I was very depressed. I was an alcoholic. I had to be drunk all the time. Ever since then, my life has been so much better than it ever was. I'm so much happier than I ever was.
Witt spoke to biblical teaching.
The Word of God says that homosexuality is not just an abomination, but it's a sin. It's very, very clearly written. There is no way to twist scripture around it.
His powerful testimony is detailed in a forthcoming book entitled God Saved the Queen, A Drag Queen's Journey from the Stage to the Pulpit. Ephesians 4, verses 22 and 23 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." A newborn baby was recently rescued by a group of Good Samaritans who found him abandoned in a plastic bag behind a building in Bangkok, Thailand, reports FaithWire.com. According to the Daily Mail, the discarded baby was discovered providentially by a passerby who heard crying. After finding the infant, who was dressed in baby clothes, he flagged down authorities. Jakai Benyon-Sokol, who volunteers with a charity that provides ambulance services, explained that if someone had not found the baby when they did, quote, he could have died, end quote. The baby was taken to a nearby Bangkok, Thailand hospital, where he is believed to be doing well. Chick-fil-A has dethroned In-N-Out as America's new favorite fast food restaurant, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Chick-fil-A's official corporate purpose is, quote, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come into contact with Chick-fil-A. End quote. Isaiah 42 verse 12 says, "Let them give glory to the Lord." No wonder it also secured the number 3 best-selling fast food chain in the U.S. in sales. And they accomplished all of that despite only being open 6 days a week, since Chick-fil-A closes on Sundays to honor the Christian Sabbath. And finally, Kayla Miller, a critical care nurse celebrating her friend's 25th birthday at the Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton, Ohio, found herself in the middle of a terrible mass shooting, reports FaithWire.com.
I looked down the sidewalk and just see a row of bodies. People shot, some alive, some not.
Disregarding concerns for her own safety, Miller stopped running from the frenzied gunman, threw herself to the ground, and began to administer emergency CPR.
I'm grateful to be able to be alive and to talk to my family and friends and tell them that I'm okay, but my heart breaks for these families. It's just not fair.
Thankfully, 30 seconds into the shooting, police in the bar discharged their weapons, downing the gunman. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 7th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.